Pakistan expects a major shift in Afghan Taliban's approach towards the banned Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, and other groups after the authorities in Kabul briefed a Pakistani delegation on Wednesday about the practical steps taken to address Islamabad's concerns. A meeting of the Pakistan-Afghanistan Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, was held in Kabul to discuss critical security issues, including the TTP problem. This was the first JCC meeting in 15 months and came against the backdrop of strained ties between the two countries over the issue of the TTP. The Pakistani side was led by Special Envoy for Afghanistan Mohammad Sadiq Khan, and the Afghan side was headed by its Deputy Defense Minister Mullah Qayyam Zakir. Senior military and security officials were part of the talks. Sources familiar with the closed-door talks in Kabul told the Express Tribune that the Pakistani side was briefed in detail about the number of steps the Afghan Taliban had taken to address the issue of terrorist sanctuaries. The sources would not provide the details, but members of the delegation for the first time felt that there was seriousness on the part of the Afghan Taliban government on the issue. Everyone in the delegation noted a change in the Afghan Taliban stance towards the TTP, said an official while requesting anonymity. The issue of cross-border terrorism has remained at the heart of tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The interim Afghan government had previously refused to address Pakistan's concerns or steps they had taken were insufficient. But the Pakistani delegation, visiting Kabul for a day-long trip, felt that the steps taken this time by Afghan Taliban were positives. Let's see the outcome of those steps in the coming days. At least, they, Taliban, have shown seriousness, added the official. Upon his return from Kabul, Pakistan's point person Ambassador Sadiq reported progress in a terse statement on X. After a 15-month pause, the seventh meeting of the Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, convened in Kabul, a vital platform for addressing sensitive and strategic issues, he said. Regular and sustained engagement through such mechanisms is essential to ease tensions, dispel doubts, and strengthen mutual understanding in bilateral ties, Sadiq wrote. Both sides, according to the sources, also agreed to lower rhetoric and avoid using public forums to blame each other. When asked what did really prompt the Taliban government to bring shift in its policy, a source attributed it to the volatile economic situation, suspension of the U.S. aid, and Pakistani pressure. The sources said that since the JCC meeting was held after a gap of many months, therefore, so many issues were on the table. Both sides decided to continue discussions.